You made it to Friday, and with the weekend here, maybe you're thinking of taking the family out, getting out and enjoying a nice spring weekend, we hope. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us right now to talk about some events happening this weekend. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, a couple of things here for the family on your list here. A couple of things to get us outside.
Yes, we can keep on going with spring. They're celebrating Earth Day. I think that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Over at the Massabesic Audubon in Auburn, this Saturday they're having their annual Earth Day Festival from 10 to 3 p.m. And I was talking to someone there who said that, you know, the animals are back. So even if we haven't, we kind of feel like spring is still kind of slow in coming. All of the nesting birds, all of the mammals that kind of are out and about this time of year, they're right on schedule. So we can go ahead and tell ourselves it's spring.
That's right. The harbingers are here. So
yes.
What kind of animals are we going to see?
Well, they're going to have a couple of live animal presentations, some native New Hampshire frogs. They're going to have some turtles. They're also going to have an owl and a peregrine falcon. They're going to have a whole bunch of different kinds of presentations just about the outdoors. One about bats. Bats are another one of those hibernating mammals that they're awake and out. They're going to do a bird banding demonstration. I thought this was interesting. So a lot of these birds, these nesting birds that come back in the spring, they're back. But if it is too cold, you know, like some of the snowy days we've had recently, they kind of hunker down in their nests. So if it's warm enough, they'll be doing this bird banding demonstration. If it's too cool, the birds might not be flying. But they'll also have a bird house making project so you can, you know, make a little birdhouse to get some bird activity going in your own yard, and as well as campfire and live music.
So that's a lot to do for Earth Day, but there's some other outdoor events going on as well.
Yes, over at the Beaver Brook, they're having a little session on bluebird monitoring and kind of showing you how to keep track of the bluebird population either at your own house or there at Beaver Brook. It's interesting. I was sort of talking, bluebirds are very specific about the kind of habitat, or if you build a birdhouse over at Massabesic Audubon, those are specifically bluebird birdhouses because they have these requirements. The opening has to be this big, but no smaller or no larger. In the early part of the 1900s, their habitat was really decreased. They have a very specific habitat. It has to be kind of in a cavity, in a tree or something like that, but right next to an open field, which is another reason they're really easy to spot.
They're really picky about the real estate.
They are very picky. They need field adjacent. So they're going to talk all about that at Beaver Brook. And if it's something you're interested in, you can volunteer for their bluebird program.
It'd be something to help the bluebird population in the state.
Exactly.
Okay, some other things that are going on. If you're not interested in getting outdoors, but maybe you want to do something with the kids and maybe expose them to some music they don't normally get exposed to, there's something with the Nashua Chamber Orchestra.
Yes, and this is also happening on Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Nashua Public Library. This is their free family concert that they do every year. And so it really is all about introducing kids, little kids. I spoke to someone at the chamber who said, at the Chamber Orchestra, who said, you know, don't feel bad about bringing little kids who might need to get up and run around. This is definitely for them. It sort of starts out introducing all the instruments. So the kids get a chance to kind of learn what the instruments are. And then they play, you know, pretty famous pieces of music. I was asking her, I'm like, some of these sound like maybe you'd know them from cartoons or commercials.
Sure.
And she said, absolutely. So, you know, these are going to be familiar pieces. They don't play very long segments of them. And then there are student soloists. So kids get to see young kids playing with the adult orchestra. And then afterwards, she said, the musicians are all very friendly about having kids come up, look at the instruments, touch the instruments. So, you know, if your kids have expressed maybe a little interest in some kind of a musical instrument, this is a chance for them to see it and to learn more about it.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. We'll have links, by the way, at our website, nhpr.org. Amy, thanks so much.
Have a good spring weekend.